This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
If you, what do you mean, chew up the worms and spit them in her mouth?
Well, just like Mary Poppins, tuppence a bag.
No.
Feed the birds, tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds.
This makes it worse.
That's what she cries while overhead.
But this is so in his head.
Now I ask
like
you so.
Weirdo. Like, I tapped out as a kid in this movie 5 minutes in. I'm like, I ain't done with this weirdness.
If I could fight with the animals, all of the animals.
No, we're not doing a mashup.
This one and Alice in Wonderland, I couldn't make it through as a kid. I couldn't do it.
Now, as a kid watching musicals, I think there were two that I could get through. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Grease. Those were it.
Grease is awesome.
Those are the only two you could like sit through and watch. And Grease, I didn't even understand what they were talking about until years later. That movie's filthy.
Yeah. Hey, Wednesday night, Wonger's got it again. Kowloon.
Are they doing Grease again?
Backed by popular demand.
Another showing of Grease?
He's doing Raiders of the Lost Ark Sunday and then Grease on Wednesday.
Oh. Raiders, with a couple of special effects aside, that movie, it's got to hold up. So good. All right, Zoe. The competitive eating safety story was published. It was in an actual like scientific paper by High Point University and Dr. James M. Smoliga. And he analyzed 39 years of Nathan's contest data. And he's got a theoretical cap on the amount of hot dogs one person can eat.
In one sitting.
Right. And based on, I guess, how much per minute. And, you know, there's a time limit on the contest. And he said the number is 83 hot dogs and buns. That's it. That's the maximal active consumption rate and its plasticity in humans. And they conclude that they can go 832 grams per minute, which is more than a grizzly bear, but lower than a wolf. Hmm. It all has to do with the expandability of the stomach. And so, do you remember we were talking about this years ago? Like how it's the skinny guys can actually eat more faster?
Yeah.
Because they don't have that wall of fat pressing up against their stomach. The stomach can expand, but only if you don't have anything blocking it. So that's why it's thin guys.
83 is a big number, man.
Once it
start forming in the poop?
I
like at the bottom.
I think it takes a while. I think
it goes down a drain a little bit.
Yeah,
it's got to start going down a drain.
I think it takes a while. Not in the whatever 10 minutes they do the contest for. And by the way, so they're just a few hot dogs away. Like whatever number that Joey Chestnut ate this year. I mean, he's just a handful of hot dogs away from what they think is the maximum human amount. So this begs the question: if you had to compete in a food contest like this, 10 minutes.
Yep.
And you're going to try and eat more of one thing in 10 minutes than anyone else. What would you choose? What do you think you could have a shot at winning?
Steak.
Could you steak?
I would do prime rib. Prime rib.
It's dangerous. You got to chew it.
Yeah. You got to chew it. You got to have a little bit of, I want some of that fat grizzle in there. Like, I don't want to do fillets. It could take us back to that New York Strip discussion from yesterday. I might go with the New York Strip.
All right,
I could pound steak. I know that. I've been to the best steakhouses in the country, and there's not one time where I sent steak back. Or you look at it and you think, me and Capella, we look at it. I don't know, 28's a lot of ounces, 32-ounce bone-in, really, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Paul shut off in 5 minutes. Gone. Gone.
Okay, so
you no, like, I,
could, you do, a,
on the
could
bone.
You do a 48-ounce steak yeah. in 10 minutes?
I do. I watch that Man vs. Food, that Adam guy, and I know he had some health problems. And shut it down. But weird. I watch those, like, when the one, the big text, you go, it's the big text, and they bring it out on a platter. And I'm like, I could do it. It's like 3 inches
could
thick.
You do the old 96er like John Candy eats in The Great Outdoors?
I think I could. I really do think I could.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's good. So Zoe says steak, specifically
salty.
Prime rib.
Salty, yes.
Prime, give him 3 pounds of prime rib. He can eat it in 10 minutes. Arcan.
Chicken nuggets.
McDonald's?
Doesn't matter what kind. I would put them away. I'd put them down. Chicken McNuggets, obviously, are the best ones, but it doesn't matter what kind of chicken nuggets they are. I feel like I could eat more than just about anybody I know.
Like
My kid does a 20 bucks.
That's child's play. That's a kid's. That's what a kid would do. Get three of those.
My daughter who
eat them on the way home.
My daughter who does not eat puts away a 10-piece and doesn't blink.
Yeah.
So you're going to have some competition here.
Sure. I'm a warrior. Everyone thinks they can eat a lot of chicken nuggets, but I know I can.
Okay. What if they're like store-bought, like Tyson dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets?
Depends how they're heated, I think.
Okay.
Too much breading.
Yeah. Depends on how you heat them. If you fry them or you cook them in the microwave. Like, because yeah. if they start to get chewy, you know, then you have a problem there. Like, okay. Zoe's
I don't like
talking
they get,
about
they get
steak.
Spongy in the microwave. Those yeah. ones. Yeah. Heat them quickly.
They'd have to come out of the fryer, like I think. They'd have to come out of the fryer.
That's how fryer. I. That's Ooh. How I show my love for my kids when I prepare them the store-bought chicken nuggets, but I put them on a cookie sheet and I put them in the oven. That's how I show that I care.
Mm. That's being
I don't,
a parent.
I don't do it every time. No, I don't do it every time. Sometimes they're microwaved. Sometimes they're just cold. Here, you want some chicken nuggets? Here you go. Tom Morgan. I don't know what Tom eats. Tom has a remarkable physique. You rarely see him eat. The only carbs he's ever ingested in my presence were rolls from Bertucci's. So I don't know what he would eat a lot
that's
like, of. Hey,
that's a good one. I could probably win that competition.
Hey, seriously.
No, you couldn't.
No, you couldn't. Howie Sylvester would crush you.
Bertucci's rolls?
Bertucci rolls. Yep.
Wow.
Howie Sylvester, sneaky, weird phobia, not phobia, but fetish with him. He loves those rolls.
Okay, Tom, what are you gonna eat in your 10-minute competitive eating contest?
Dry oatmeal.
Nice. I do not. No.
It's not even funny, Tom.
Come on, that's. Must eat something at some point. You don't maintain that body without eating a lot. You consume a lot of calories. You just don't do it in our presence. I don't know.
I think I could eat more waffles than anyone here.
Waffles. There you go. Thank you. Wow. I was not expecting that.
10 minutes?
Yeah. How many waffles?
What comes up with waffles?
15.
What type of waffles? Like Eggos?
No,
what,
Belgian.
Eggos?
Belgian waffles.
Yep.
You got to open your mouth so wide to get those things in. How many? 15
Imagine
Belgian waffles in 10 minutes.
Take after that. You put syrup on it?
Yeah, what are you putting
syrup
on
and
them?
Butter?
No, dry. No, just the mix.
Strawberries.
Would you take this seriously,
please?
Let me
ask you this.
Fully loaded.
Butter?
No, he wants to be a dick.
Syrup?
No. Yep.
Fruit?
No.
Yep. No fruit. Good.
Whipped cream? Whipped cream? Potted sugar?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Bananas?
Hey, like it's the weekend.
Fruit? You said no.
It's going to be messy.
Now, okay, so if you could do 15 Belgian waffles, what if, would you be able to drink the batter instead of making a cook and you drink a whole thing of 15 waffle batter?
Well, how else would you chase
it? That's just an easy way to get it down.
That's just a chaser.
What if you were able to take the waffle and dip it in the batter and eat it? That sounds pretty good, though.
Excessive.
T-Bone, what did you say that Brian Robb would be able to compete in a competitive eating contest?
Chia seeds.
Jeez. Look at B-Rob. What is his caloric intake per day?
He probably eats a lot.
I bet it's like half a ho-ho.
No, I think he probably eats a lot.
Medium coffee.
He's just one of these.
10 cigarettes.
He's one of these lucky guys who doesn't.
Half an orange.
He doesn't put on weight. B-Rob, do you have a food that you could eat a lot of in 10 minutes and do it competitively?
Grilled cheese.
What food? Come on, everybody's playing. Everybody's doing.
Wow. Play the game, B-Rob.
His microphone's on the other side of the room. What do you got, B-Rob?
Munchkins.
Oh, now a specific flavor, or can you do an assortment?
It's glazed. Just okay. glazed munchkins.
Honey glazed, yep.
Oh my God, that's a good call.
That's the only kind you should be able to eat.
See, I think I might be able to do that, too. Because
chocolate ones too thick.
They kind of, and they just kind of melt. Yeah, and I love the blueberry cake munchkins, but that's got some density to it. Those glazed munchkins, yeah. How many do you think you could eat in 10 minutes?
Oof.
Could you do a 50 count?
30, 40, I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it.
Oh, I could eat a box. I could eat a box of 50.
Here's easily. What I'm saying, and I'm going to go out on a limb right now. B-Rob could probably beat any of us in a contest. He's got nothing to stop his stomach from expanding.
True.
I mean, look at him. I mean, Tom would do well. Tom's probably doesn't have a lot of excess body fat. But if there's something stopping your stomach from getting bigger, you can't do well in these contests.
Have any of you ever been in a competitive eating contest? Have any of you ever done
no.
it before?
No, I never have.
I have.
Chicken nuggets?
No, it was oysters. And I lost. Because one of the guys dumped all his oysters into a pint glass and drank them. And I almost puked just looking
Shut
at that.
Up.
I swear, it was the nastiest thing I've ever seen. But the guy won. I mean, how are you going to compete with that?
I love oysters.
Me too, but not after that.
How many did he dump into the glass?
At least 15. I mean, he was just dumping them in with the water and the little pieces of shell and everything were
and
all going in.
And he did more than one glass?
He did that while we were eating. He was just watching us like, ha, these suckers, they don't even know. So we're eating our oysters and watching him like, what's this guy doing? And then after all his oysters were in the glass, he chugged the glass like Rocky drinking the eggs.
Talk about a life hack.
Yeah.
I don't see that popping up on my Twitter feed. Now that's a life hack. All right, so what could you win? Or if someone has actually been in a competitive eating contest, maybe give us some insight on this. 617-779-0985. Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy and for Beetle here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, dude. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, it's Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and for Beetle. Luchador said he has actually done some food bets, Zoe. And he said, food bets I've won in my life. 12 chocolate frosted donuts. That seems like a lot with the frosting. 60 chicken nuggets. Arcan, 60?
No problem. In 10 minutes, that's no problem.
8 double cheeseburgers. He also did a half a tray of edibles. Yeah,
you know what? What do you think? 60
he competitively ate edibles.
I don't know if it was a sanctioned competition. I think he said it was a bet. He said, "I bet you can't eat
60's nothing."
How much is on a tray?
When you think of the 60 chicken nuggets, it's really six pieces of a long chicken strip, right? If you cut up in 10 parts, you know?
Yeah,
you could eat six large chicken strips. Come on, it's easy.
Yeah, now that you put it that way, Zoe, I think you're right.
You line up 10 chicken nuggets like in a line and stack them up against each other. That's one.
The problem is,
sure.
I don't enjoy chicken nuggets. You know what I used to really like were the chicken fingers at Chili's. Did you ever have those, Zoe?
They are good.
Those were good. Those I could eat a lot of. For me, the one food I could eat, I just know I could put away a family-sized box of Fruity Pebbles. 10 minutes. I could do that.
Jesus,
I'm gonna need a little, you know, carton of milk. Probably something less than milk, though. Maybe cheat and go almond milk. But just keep, you know, keep the mixture right. And just keep going. Just keep
just
shoveling.
Just keep shoveling.
Just keep shoveling. I could do it.
Screw the milk, not really, though. That's like three bowls.
All right. You want to take me on?
I'm agreeing with you.
It's not three bowls. It's probably like 10 bowls. A family size box, T-bone, family size. I'm not doing that little 12-ounce thing you buy at CVS because it's on sale for $1.99. I'm talking about a big box of Fruity Pebbles. The big box. Let's go to the phone. 617-779-0985. Competitive eating. What could you win? What contest could you win? Bob in the car, what do you got?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Bob.
So you'll love this. The chat room.
Yep.
Check in at the Kingman Marina and get smothered on a half a dozen greyhounds and consume 60 oysters.
Chat room doesn't have oysters, do they?
Yeah. Absolutely. Or they did.
You know, they're an aphrodisiac, Bob. Did you have some?
I was a little randy.
I like the Reuben there, Bob. I like the Reuben.
That's right.
They got a good Reuben.
Amorous relations later that night. Do you remember that?
I'm going to take it to the chat room.
So you remember the scene in terms of endearment. Jack Nicholson offers the oysters to Shirley MacLaine.
That's right. Yeah. Then he takes her for a ride in that convertible.
What kind of car was it?
It was a convertible Vette, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Zoe and I could talk 80s. That's not even a romantic.
Tearjerker movie.
That's not even a romantic comedy. It's everything. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll do everything.
It made me want to move down south.
Houston, right?
Yeah, I wanted it felt like it was like Louisiana. It's just like the big trees and a rope swing.
Well, he was an astronaut, so I think they were living in Houston. But then, of course, they moved to Nebraska, and then they go to...
Yeah. Nebraska was awful. What's his name? What's the freaking tall guy's name? The husband that cheated on her. Gabe? Not Gabe.
No.
Gap? It was like something
Flap.
Stupid.
Flap!
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 Gap!
Arcan.
Flap Gap.
Best Mildred contribution
Arcan.
Of the week. Thanks
That's
for showing up,
for.
Buddy.
That's what you're here for.
Thank you.
Kid's good. He is good. Nate in Bridgewater. Competitive eating. What are you going with, Nate?
Sushi. Specifically the rainbow maki. I could pound those things till the cows come.
How many could you eat in 10 minutes?
I could probably put down 20 rolls easy.
Wow. That's a lot. But the rice, good. The rice is what's going to get you in that.
A lot of rice expanding. Yeah.
Is there
the
rice in the rainbow roll? I don't know. I'm not a huge sushi guy. Okay.
Rice and everything.
I wonder how the Bridgewater Triangle is down there.
I don't know. But by the way, the Unsolved Mysteries about the Berkshire's UFO.
Did you watch that?
I haven't watched
it. No, when was that on?
On Netflix. You can watch it tonight, sir.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Something happened out there.
Something definitely happened.
Something happened out there. I don't even have to ask you. I know you believe so.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Another oysters call. People that... Here's one. This is different. Eric and Clinton. What do you got, Eric?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey,
what's up?
So, Kraft mac and cheese. I can make a box. I don't even put it in a bowl. I don't even chew it. It's gone in less than a minute.
Yeah.
You eat it right out of the pot?
Just eat it right out of the pot that you make it in. It goes right down. You don't even need to chew it.
I tell you what, Eric, I'm with you on this. It goes down real easy, and I think, Zoe, you'll back me up on this. If you put some sliced hot dogs in that pot of the Kraft mac and cheese, that's some good eating. I mean, that's right.
My kids love that.
I would put that up against the canned bread and hot dog delicacy we talked about for way
Saturday
too
night.
Long this week. Yeah. Any night.
Oh, honest to God, true story. So I go to the cash machine yesterday after the show.
You did?
And this guy goes, "Hey." Oh, older gentleman.
Yeah.
Oh, I can show. Watch it all the time.
Okay.
He said, canned bread. You take it out, you slice it, and you grill it, and you put some butter on it, and you can make a sandwich with it. And we used to eat that with the Franks and beans every night. Then I get in my car, and he goes, "Hey, you hung up on me. You're rude one time." I go, "Let me guess. You called about baseball." Goes, "Yeah."
"They ought to bunt more."
I think I did. I think we hung up. And I think, there it is. There's the baseball audience.
Oh, God. I'm sure you
had baseball reporters start Monday, by the way, with Tony. Tony will get all the old calls in.
Excellent. There we go. I love baseball reporters.
That's the only way I learn about the game, Tony.
It's a good show. I'm glad it's back. Monday. I didn't know that, Zoe. Thank
you. Monday.
Yeah. Let's go to Rozzy. Lee and Rozzy. Your competitive eating contest food. What would you go with, Lee?
I was stationed in Dubai back in 91, and you'd be surprised how good the toes of a camel are.
I stop.
What, camel toe?
Stop it.
You can't eat those.
Stop it. Well, it's not, I don't believe that for a
second. Yeah, I mean, the pig's feet you eat, why can't you eat camels?
Or moose knuckle. I know. We're not doing either one of those.
I'll tell you what, if that moose knuckle hits you in the head, like, you know.
Have you officially changed your stance on fighting a giraffe? So how many videos were we sent
a lot.
Online via email and Twitter?
I should have known that. That's their only line of defense, that strong neck, that whip, man, and they can whip that head.
Those two giraffes fighting each other?
You know what it ends up being? You know, like when you twirl your towel and you try and sting someone with it?
Sure.
End of that head is probably like whips you.
Yeah, yeah. Scott in Cumberland, what do you got for us, Scott?
Well, I have a double whammy because Zoe's going to love this. I grew up on the Maryland Eastern Shore, so I was in a contest where I ate 2 dozen jumbo Maryland crab cakes, crabs.
Oh my God! The actual crab cake, the ball ones. Oh
no, not the crab cakes. We had to actually open them.
Yeah, I could do that.
Maryland blue crabs. So the contest was how fast you could open them.
Okay.
And then how fast you could eat them.
So it's skill and gluttony. Okay.
That's correct. And then when I was a little boy, I used to go to the Eastern Shore, and my father's best friend showed me how to open up a Maryland blue crab with a little knife, and I blew them away. 2 dozen crabs, 10 minutes.
Wow.
It's not a tremendous amount of food, though, is it?
It isn't. It's a lot of work, and I think it would be tough to gauge how much actual crab meat did you get out of it. Like, did you skimp on the knuckles?
Right.
Did you know?
I wouldn't
did you get
want
all
to
the gills out. Did you really?
I wouldn't want to officiate it because there's gonna be issues. There's gonna be problems.
I gotta get some sent up again.
Let's grab one more here. Competitive eating, Mike in New Hampshire. You could win a contest eating what? Mike. I thought it was gonna be a good one for you, though. Mike said Big Macs. How many Big Macs could you eat in 10 minutes, though?
Tell you what, it's really comes down. It really comes down to the freshness of the bread. Like, I've had stale Big Macs where the bread feels like it's been sitting out for a while.
I don't believe
I
that.
Have.
Quality control at McDonald's is unparalleled. It's unparalleled. So, I've never had a stale bun from a McDonald's sandwich. Really?
Sometimes you get a bad bun.
You're there at like 3 o'clock in between lunch and dinner. You'll get a stale bun sometimes.
Yeah.
Fresh buns.
I get extra sauce though on my Big Mac. I always ask for extra sauce.
I don't know that you should do that in a contest. I think that's unwise.
It gets squishy. Helps it go down better. Yeah.
How many could you eat in 10 minutes?
Big Macs?
No. The Maryland blue crabs. Yes, Big Macs.
Here are the two.
I could probably do 7.
I'm surprised.
7 in 10 minutes?
6 or 7, maybe 7.
I mean, it's more than I could do. I'm surprised you didn't go a little higher.
5 or 6.
Okay, all right.
See, the Whopper's a big sandwich. Now, you said Whopper, I'd probably do 4 or 5.
Yeah, a totally loaded Whopper. It's
Five Guys, again, another big one. That's a big one. Yeah. But if I could have those wrapped in the tinfoil, then the bun becomes one with the meat in the sandwich because it gets squished down.
Oh, yeah. You might even.
You never really get like a full. You can't really like you could take that out of the Five Guys. You could. It's like a ball.
Yeah.
You just eat it from any side.
No, I'm
it's
with
not
you.
Really like, hey, I got the sandwich like this.
I'm yeah. with you.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Hey,
go ahead.
A comment. Did you ever get to that rock thing, that dog rock?
No, let's do the dog rock next.
We're going to do that next.
All right, good. Right after Arcan's Hub headlines here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I want to rock!
I want to rock!
Thank you, T-Bone. Yesterday, Boston Globe published a story by Steve Anier. Walpole's beloved dog Rock rolls its way into mask controversy. Did you see this, Zoe?
I did.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this Rock?
You've heard
and
about
it's
it.
Like it's a cute little thing. Yeah, like Walpole. It's the next town over here, yeah, on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where it is. It's got to be right smack in the middle of town there by the, I guess, by the flagpole. Because they have it's the intersection of like 115 and 1A. It's back roads through Norfolk there, and you get right into there, right into downtown Walpole.
Yeah.
Nice little cute little pretty little area.
Well, apparently this Rock has kind of the shape of like a dog head. So for two decades, Stephen here from the staff from the Globe writes, lifelong Walpole resident Joey Dugdale has been the self-appointed caretaker of the dog Rock, which is painted to look like a black and white puppy's face.
Can we put it up on NBC Sports Boston, the picture of the dog Rock?
Well, no. There was another picture online that our producer Josh Fowler found and asked the person if we could use the photo, and the person said, no, there are more important things to be talking about in the world right
now. Excuse
me? Which I don't know why this person is then posting photos about the dog Rock on their Twitter feed, but, you know, tisk tisk to us. So he painted a mask on the dog Rock because you see this. If you walk around your town, if you walk around your neighborhood, people have like little things out in their front yard. And they'll put masks
gnomes,
on them.
People put masks on them.
Right. Or the statues are wearing masks, whatever.
Garden gnomes, garden midgets things. They get all those things.
Last Saturday, now the mask had been painted on the Rock for a month. Another Walpole resident, Christian Boren, decided to hastily spray paint a crude new dog's face over the mask. Says he's not being political. He just wanted to restore some normalcy to this bend along Plimpton Street. Right? He said everything's so negative and about that. So that same night, Joey went out there and replaced the slapdash version, again, the Globe's writing, of the original dog's face without the red tongue. He went back and repainted the mask, right? So this has been going back and forth.
Snip, right.
Snip, snap, snap, snip. Dugdale has not gone back and applied the mask a third time. He's leaving alone. Instead, he posted a Facebook poll in a private group for Walpole residents asking what they wanted to do with the Rock's appearance. Several options on the Facebook poll about original version, you know, with the mask, leaving it alone. More than 1,000 people have weighed in. And meanwhile, the other guy who started getting rid of the mask, he started a change.org petition that detailed the situation. You know what this says to me more than anything, Zoe?
People are sick.
This is why I'm not on Facebook. This I can't do. I hear about people doing this in my town, and they say normal, everyday people, your friends, your neighbors, they get on Facebook and they lose their minds.
And you lose your friend.
Now,
because you don't want to see that person anymore.
Right. Say what you will about a 35-year-old and a 26-year-old going back and forth, arguing, going on Facebook and starting change.org petitions about painting a Rock. To them, I would say, you know what you should try? Go have sex. Do that. Have sex with a girl.
With each other?
Have sex with a guy. Have sex with yourself. You know what you'll do? You'll
stop. Meet Rosie Palm and his five sisters. Do something, man.
You'll stop thinking about that Rock for at least five minutes. And if that doesn't work and you find yourself start thinking about the Rock again, I don't know. Maybe go try it again. Holy crap.
Go coach your kids. Do something.
I can't.
Go join a softball team.
They're going out there at all hours. Having their way with a Rock.
The guy who painted the mask, he's been like keeping up with the Rock for like 20 years, right? Isn't that like his thing? He's the caretaker of the Rock. He goes out there, he fixes it up and everything. That's sort of his thing there?
Correct.
It's his pet Rock. It's his real pet Rock.
Correct.
Yeah.
Kind of defer to him then, right? He wants to put a mask on it. This other guy isn't there 18 years sprucing the thing up, you know?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know what to make of anyone who would spend more than 15 seconds thinking about this.
I want to know.
Much less going online, posting about it on Facebook, or starting a change.org petition.
Or you would actually get out of your car with a can of spray paint in your hand because it bugs you so much that I'm going to actually take time out of my day to go there and then get out there and actually do it. I'm more disturbed about the second person.
I'm not going to play games, one of these people said. I don't have time for that. That's precisely what you do. But you have time to go paint the rock? What do you care? It's a rock. What are you doing? What are you doing? Once again, Facebook, not a thing. I don't do it anymore. I still have a couple of... I should probably just delete the pages altogether. I don't post on them. I haven't in years. And I feel bad, too, because some people I actually like and know and are friends with, will message me on Facebook, and I never see them. I see them, like, a year later when a notification pops up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have a couple of Facebook pages. Maybe I should look. And these, you know, messages went unanswered. I can't do it, so. Won't do it. We have a great group of fake promos today, Zoe. I'm telling you. That's good.
I mean, see, we got some content there.
We had a good week of shows.
What a good week. You did a good job. Somebody just texted me right now, a good friend of mine, and he knows you. And he said, wow, Hardy's done a nice job.
Oh, that's nice.
Really nice job.
Was it Beetle?
No.
You know, I talked to Beetle for the first time since he's been away last night. I hadn't talked to him. But it felt like
his wife texted today. She was fired up. She wanted to call in.
Why didn't she call in about the COVID in school thing?
Yeah. She had a lot of information. I'm not doing it. Just kidding. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, good fake promos. Those are coming up next here to end the week on Zolak and Bertram.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.com. Foundation.org to get involved.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways, which it is a Friday, meaning it's a fake promo Friday, brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss, all six local locations. You can check out where it is at awaken180weightloss.com, that specific location. They are now open. So you're taking clients for in-person consultations and appointments, or you could get virtually coached up at home.
All right.
Okay. How many?
Today's takeaways, I want to say about eight.
Nailed it. Eight.
That's the number. Eight, nice. All right. Fake promo Friday. Not the typical promos you hear on the station throughout the week, but what we feel is a better representation of what the show actually is. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Danny and Gloucester got attacked by a bulldog. Danny, what happened?
Yeah. Me and my woman were sitting there just watching a movie. My roommate comes in and we get in a fight. That dog, Jesus.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The dog's name was Jesus?
No, but, you know,
Jesus.
He said...
My brother's from the South.
I thought the story was going to have a really bad ending. It didn't. The dog attacked them both because they were attacking each other, and then he fought to keep the dog. So.
That dog, Jesus.
All right, here we go. Moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, beauty school dropout.
Jesus.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I heard that when Tom played it for me. Can you believe that was this week?
Feels like it was 3 weeks ago.
It does. That was Monday. That was Joe Murray doing he performed that live on stage as an eighth grader, beauty school.
Every song in the world is better when Joe Murray sings it. I believe that.
Well, he's a crooner. Mm. He is.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I do that.
I have to buy pockets for my kid. I have to buy shorts with pockets.
Well, hold on a second. Are you saying you don't allow Brody to have pockets in his pants?
He keeps his hands in his pants.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So it's not that you don't allow him. He has to have pockets.
He loves pockets.
Okay, but
walks around his hands in his pockets. He likes it.
Right.
A little pocket pull.
Right.
Boom, quarter ball.
Because if he's just got regular like basketball shorts on with no pockets.
He can't do anything with it.
Well, where do the hands go?
I don't know. It's like, what do you want?
You know where they go.
What do you want me to do with these hands?
Right. What do you do? I don't know. Thank you.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You can load personalized savings right to your account. Sign up today at BigY.com or on the Big Y. Sign up today at the... Sign up today at BigY.com or on the Big Y.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's the My Big Y app. Okay, and you say that 10 times fast. Sign up
it's
today
tough.
At the Big... Sign up today by using the... I can't even see. I can't even do it. My big...
I told you, Roger has an entire like file of my outtakes that are so bad. Like, there's some days you just can't do it. You can't do it. I don't know. It happens.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
How you listen, bread in a can is very popular. You can still buy it.
But do you still eat it, Chuck?
Yes.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yes. What do you think I called you for? What have we been talking about? Yes, idiot.
Yes. Yes.
Duh. Thank you for asking me the question.
Oh, God. The older guy was like, you know, it's not like bread. It's got the consistency of a muffin. I said, I know that. I said that.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot.
You didn't bring that up.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And, like, big Pats fan. She's shaving everything. We're talking Pats stuff and a little uncomfortable for me. And next thing you know, he puts the hook in, shows me it. You know how much you want out? They clipped it, snipped it, seared it up. And
he asked you how much
you want? Took
a bag of. Like a haircut?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Your vasectomy story. One thing I never got a chance to ask you about, Zoe. Why was the entire family with you?
Yeah.
You said that the wife and kids went down to the cafeteria.
You can't drive.
Oh.
You can't drive.
Okay,
so
but
someone, you have to have somebody drive you.
Why are the kids there?
He liked eating
needed
there.
Dinner.
They had eaten there before, and they knew that it was if they didn't go with mom and dad to dad's vasectomy appointment, they were going to be missing out on a meal?
That's a good question.
I'm just curious.
What are you going to do? I mean, I don't know.
Maybe you couldn't get a sitter. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Two more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Another thing is Yorkshire Ducks.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was one of our bread in the can calls. He also wanted to make add one more thing, please.
Yorkshire Ducks?
Yorkshire Ducks. I'll take your... Obviously, you have comments. I'll take them off the air. I'm on...
Yorkshire Ducks.
Thank you.
Yorkshire Ducks.
All right, the final fake promo on this Fake Promo Friday is...
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I had trouble sleeping last night. Thinking, hey, I got to do radio tomorrow. I haven't done it in a while. Like, what if I forget how to do radio? It feels pretty good to be back, you know? Like, people worry about certain stuff like that, you know?
So, how does that factor into somebody's...
It's a weird...
No, I'm just... How does that factor into somebody squatting on the Redskins and Red Tails domain sitting and copywriting,
trademark?
Just makes
you think about things. Makes you think about things, you know?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I had to work out chip the rust off Monday.
Yeah. It was... I mean,
we should call it Knock the Rust Off Monday.
Right. If Felger Maz, as they're about to do an agenda-free Friday, if they can do a re-entry Monday, we can do a Knock the Rust Off Monday.
Right.
All right. Well, you won't be
doing... I don't talk to people. Like, I don't, like... After you, like, do a four-hour show and you're talking, like, you just shut it down. I'll just sit there and stare for it 10, 11 days.
You know what?
No back and forth. Like, I don't want to... I can't tell you a lot. Like, I'll talk to you, but I do it for the show because, you know, hey, this and that, or I got a story for you or something,
yeah,
I'll call
you.
But I don't have, like, other friends like, hey, what's up, man?
No.
Let's talk on the phone.
I don't
get time for that crap.
I get home, I don't talk for hours.
I just shut it down.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut it down again.
Sick of my own voice.
I'm going to recharge the batteries. Okay.
Get it into neutral.
You know?
Get some flavor.
Yep. All right, father.
So you enjoy your week off.
I will. Thank you.
Unbelievable. All right, I'll be back. Be back on Monday with Beetle.
See you, Hardy.
See you, guys.
Looks like we got Big Jim Murray. Looks like we got Matt McCarthy. Looks like we got maybe Felger and Parts Unknown. That's coming up next. Felger and Mavs.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation. Foundation.org to get involved.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mavs.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mavs.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, then, and hi, everybody. Welcome into the program. It's Felger and Maserati, presented to you by DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And we'll simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. It's an agenda-free Friday. Agenda-free Friday is brought to you by the Bernardi Auto Group. We'll get to that in a second. I am on location. We got Big Jim Murray and Matt McCarthy back in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Fellas, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. Hi.
I will not be fooled into exchanging a pleasantry with you.
Good. Very good, Matt. You've learned well. So we get right to it. This is what we do. While we give out the number and we release the hounds, we give opening takes, everything from the week we have gotten to.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.